at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, September 19th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I will get that to you, Christine. She just sent me another text message. Don't be surprised if they start covering up their license plates. I've seen that done before. I hope they do. With the Michigan State Troopers patrolling on the way now, along with the Sheriff's Department, both Sheboygan and Presque Isle County, let them cover up their license plates. They will get pulled over so quick, it'll make their head spin. So, yeah, let them do that. That would be awesome. If they're that stupid, they're going to cover up their license plate and try to do some nefarious activities. Yeah, let's see. About the credit union. Okay, I got to get that back to him. Because we talked about it yesterday. One of the employees in Onaway at the Awakened Federal Credit Union was approaching credit union customers, passing out the slate card for the other slate of candidates that are running. Well, fire Sheila, and I'll stop talking about it. I didn't get a return call from the main marketing person from Gaylord's office yesterday. She needs to give me a call. We need to have a conversation. I had so many people tell me that they're closing their accounts at Awaken Federal Credit Union, not only in Onaway, but other locations as well, Indian River and Gaylord. Show repeated all day yesterday, repeated this morning. So, yes, if you want to give me a call, we can have a conversation. You don't give me a call, I'll continue to talk about it every single day on the radio. And the thing of it is, this is an all-out war now. I've made it my mission to prosecute. I made it very clear to the Michigan State Trooper I spoke with yesterday. I greatly appreciate his time. And I made it very clear to both the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office as well as Presque Isle. We are going to fight this tooth and nail all the way until November 5th. And then we'll let the people of the Onaway School District decide. And folks, you need to put trail cams on these signs, tracking devices, whatever you can come up with. I found out that iPhones actually have a little tracking device capability. The little chip thing costs like $30. You can connect it to your cell phone. Connect it to your cell phone and to be able to track exactly the location of where the device is. Take a little razor blade, put a slit in a sign, slip it in there. Don't damage the sign, just make a little slit in the corrugated cardboard, slide it in there. You're good to go. We need to prosecute these people. And my main question is, what are they afraid of? You put up signs for Donald Trump. You put up signs for Onaway School Board. You put up signs for Mike Rogers. You put up Vote Republican signs. Why are these people so afraid of a fair election, which they claim we're going to have? Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson claiming that her rules will absolutely protect and provide a secure election on November 5th. Well, if that's the case, what are you guys afraid of? Because you're not as organized as the other side. You don't have signs for your candidates. You don't have the ability to knock on doors or to put out cards with people's names on them asking them to vote for these people. Whatever it is. But Jocelyn Benson has succeeded temporarily, and it appears Kennedy's name will be on the ballot. They're being printed. They're going to go out. Now, supposedly, I've got a couple of text messages. Ballot proofs are going out today to certain candidates. We'll find out. We'll see. One of the things, let's see. Okay, Joyce and Lanson, let's see if I, is this on topic? Oh, okay. I don't understand how people can't see that Harris is basically filibustering instead of campaigning. Either she doesn't know what her policies actually are, or she can't talk about them. Or she knows that what her policies truly are, she doesn't want the public to know. Well, they claim that her policies were fully explained during the ABC debate. Not true. She talked about what her goals, her visions are if elected president, but she gave no specifics. And I have to tell you, I fully understand people saying there's Harris signs everywhere. I get it. I totally get it. Those signs are put up there and are located in their absolute rabid supporters. But do you truly believe the majority of Northern Michigan, especially our listening area, do you believe that they are buying what Harris is selling? I don't believe they are. I don't believe that they are. And the thing of it is, you have to understand, this is a process that goes to the community as a whole. Thousands of more voters will be voting than those few sign locations you're seeing. Are they going to try to influence those thousands of voters? Yes, they are. That's why you put up signs. That's why they're being destroyed or stolen in Onaway. But here's the problem. When the people truly go to vote, they're going to vote their pocketbooks. They're going to vote their values, their principles. And they're going to look at the candidates and they're going to decide very simply who they believe is aligned with them. That's how the game is played. Joyce, I believe the majority of the people out there are just like you. With your text comment, they do know her policies. They do see the tactics that she's employing, basically trying to hide from the media, trying to hide her policies from the people. Like Bernie Sanders said, she's being pragmatic in order to get elected. Well, let's see how well that works for. And I think the majority of the Kennedy supporters are now finally getting the message. As I was out and about Antrim County yesterday, those signs for Kennedy are gone. They've taken them down. So I think they're finally getting the message. And it's right before the absentee ballots start going out this next week. So make sure you're talking politics. And I know this is not something that people like to do. But you have to talk to your neighbors. You have to talk to your friends. You have to talk to people you go to church with, people you work with. If you see somebody taking a sign, take a picture of their license plate and send it to me. I don't care where it is, what race it is. Just take a picture of the license plate and text it to me. I am going to file police reports. When I have the evidence, I'm going to file the police reports. We're going to put a stop to these people messing with the signs. That's number one. Number two, we're going to get the information out. How are we going to do that? Well, with regards to the presidential race, this PAGS video has absolutely blown up. We have shared it. You have shared it. We need to share it. If you text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, I'll send you the video and I'll send you the screenshot of the sign we purchased here in Antrim County. Vote Republican. You know why. You know why. There were so many responses that we did as a group as to what we needed the tagline on the sign to say. Save America. Save Michigan. Save Antrim County. Restore America. Keep America great. We had tons of ideas. But it's not just the presidential election. It's not just the state election for U.S. Senator. It's a lot of these local school board races, a lot of these Republican candidates we need to get elected to simply change the direction of our country, our state, and our counties. Vote Republican, you know why. I'll send you the screenshot of it. You can share it along with the PAGS video. 2 minutes and 42 seconds compares Donald Trump to Biden Harris. You need to see it. You need to share it. If I text it to you, you need to share it with everybody in your phone contacts. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349. 8349.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. So evidently, we have upset the people who run the Awaken Federal Credit Union there in downtown Onaway yesterday. Well, I'll be putting one more call into the president of Awaken Federal Credit Union over at the Gaylord office today after my show. And if they don't fire Sheila and strongly reprimand the employees at the Onaway branch about getting involved in this school board race, I will continue calling for the boycott of Awaken Federal Credit Union. If you have an account there, close it. It's that simple. Take your money out of the credit union. Move it somewhere else. This needs to have ramifications. A federal credit union should not be involved in a local school board race. I'm getting reports of other people in the community that shouldn't be in the race either, but they are. And as soon as I get the evidence on that, we will be forwarding it to the proper authorities, the proper people, and we will get them fired or reprimanded as well. Not going to accept it from a business that serves the public on a face-to-face basis. Well, Randy, what about other businesses that have put up the school board signs? Those people support these candidates. And frankly, they don't care what their customers think about this race. They want to support these candidates. They want to get them elected. The Black Pepper candidates, Bonnard, Lefebvre, Christian, Kowalski, Palmer, and Rieger, that's the acronym we've come up for the campaign, they want them elected to do what's right for the kids in Onaway. They want the kids educated the right way. They want them to be educated in a way where maybe, just maybe, they can get a job here in Northern Michigan after they graduate and stay in our area, not have to leave the state in order to find work. One of the things you have to understand is that you can go so far with your agenda you're going to push us to the point where we start to fight back. And when we start to fight back, you don't like it. Well, too bad. We're not going away. We're not going to stop. We are going to take it back. Donald Trump is going to win Michigan. Why? Because his message, his policies, his agenda of what he wants to do if he gets back in the Oval Office will be good for the country, will be good for Michigan. Teamsters poll came out yesterday. 59.4% of the truck drivers, union rank and file members of the Teamsters, are voting for Donald Trump. The numbers are trending that way for the UAW as well. Harris can't get the Teamsters' support. She's not going to get it. The Teamsters are the backbone of this economy. The truck drivers get the products to the stores. They pick up at manufacturing plants and they deliver to distribution warehouses. That product ends up in the shelves of your stores. And again, I want you to do this the next time you're at Meijer or Walmart. Any large store, Best Buy, I don't care what it is, even your local hardware stores. Go in there and see the number of items, and I'm talking about actually look at the items on the shelves. The selections that we have that we totally enjoy in this country. Every single one of those items have been brought to a smaller local store by a truck. And the Teamsters are supporting Donald Trump to fix this economy, to fix inflation, to bring down energy, gasoline prices, food prices, basically restore America. And they're voting for Trump. And I'm talking union members, people. The UAW sees the writing on the wall. They realize the electric vehicle mandate will cost them jobs. Donald Trump's been talking about it, preaching about it, telling them they're going to lose their jobs if Harris is elected. This has to happen. And you need to share this information with everybody you know. Again, text me PAGS. I got like 17 unread messages right now requesting it. It needs to be a lot more. If you haven't texted me PAGS yet, do it. I will send you the screenshot. Vote Republican. You know why. In the video from Joe PAGS, comparing Trump's record while president compared to Biden Harris. You need to share it. We got more news stories for you from Lansing. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public.